Spring has sprung, and the less time you spend in the kitchen, the better. That's why some of HelloFresh's delicious restaurant-quality meals come together in just 20 minutes. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code SITUATION16 at HelloFresh.com/SITUATION16.
What's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Yep, we're episode number 52.
Damn, 52.
52.
Today I did a little something differently. Usually I do podcasts before my workout, actually in the beginning of the day, but things are getting tight at the Situation household. So now I've already worked out. I've had a good diet today. I had my vitamin regimen, and now I'm back to create some content for, what did we say, the 57th episode?
52.
Oh, damn, 52nd. All right.
Yep.
The clocks have just been, were they turned back or put forward, honey?
Spring forward, fall back. So you move an hour forward.
Okay. Well, listen, that is a big sign that the warm weather is on its way.
I know. It is a big sign, but good old 2022, we had snow in New Jersey this weekend.
We did a tiny bit.
It was a flurry.
It was like 70 degrees over here. And then it was very on brand for the next day to be, you know, 25 and snowing. It was very weird. Very
on brand for 2022.
Yeah, very weird. But I feel that things are starting to move forward.
Yes.
You know, it seems out of nowhere COVID has disappeared. So I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
I'll take it, guys. Same. You know, but I'm still back on my bullshit. You know, GTL, one day at a time. Trying to be positive and being better than the day before. And I'm sure, you know, any of these listeners and the subscribers, they're probably doing something similar as well, you know?
Yeah, the weather is warming up. The days are lighter, longer,
yep.
Which is a big thing,
yep.
You know, to help you out with your mindset, with feeling like rejuvenated and having motivation.
Exactly.
You know, it changes your energy when the days are just nicer and more friendly.
I totally agree with that. It's definitely a morale booster, you know? And I think the past 2 weeks, been really putting or stepping on the gas of diet and exercise. Actually, both of us.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of my wife. She's really been really doing the most with exercise, which, you know, her family is a big believer in that. But it really comes down to self-care and self-love.
Mm.
You know, she's really prioritizing her self-care and her self-love so that she's able to be better for herself, her family, obviously the baby, her friends, and business, etc.
It's true. When I make time for myself, like even if I work out for, what is it, a 45 minutes a day or an hour a day, it's not like I'm doing hours, you know? It's not taking up so much time of my day, but it makes me excel at all the other things I do the rest of the day just by getting that 45 minutes or an hour into myself to get my body moving and feeling good. It just makes everything else that much easier to accomplish and take on and
I agree.
And excel and do better.
Things are good these days. Spring has sprung. The wifey has kicked it into high gear because we know that summer bodies are made in winter. And obviously we're also getting ready to film the next episode, or not episode, but season of Jersey Shore Femification very shortly. And my wife even is stepping it up, just an overall sexiness. The last week or so, she's been, you know, walking around with the tank tops on, you know, and, you know, we are in destination land of baby number two shortly. So, I mean, that's a good news.
Yes. When spring weather has sprung, I feel like everyone just feels better. Everyone has motivation. And it's just, it makes feeling like doing mundane things or errands or grocery shopping or all those kind of things like exciting again the weather is good.
It's probably where spring cleaning has come
yes,
from.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You get like a spring cleaning feeling with every part of your life.
Speaking of spring cleaning, I'm excited to do that too. I have a ton of clothes that I have to get rid of. I'm like one of those, I'm not going to call myself a hoarder because, you know, I don't want to be a hoarder, I guess, but I have a ton of clothes, you know, because being on TV for 12 years, every season, every show, I'm, you know, we're purchasing clothes to look good on TV, and I have a ton of old stuff. I think I'm going to have to start to box some of that away and actually give it away to shelters or
what is that? Yeah, you donate a lot. You donated stuff last year.
Yeah.
But you did make a big dent, I want to say, last year. But then we did go on another work trip. Mm-hmm. So we kind of was a wash.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have a lot of clothes. So we got to go through, do our donation piles and yeah. do spring cleaning and get the house in order because there's a lot of work going on.
That will probably bring some positive vibes when you give back. I always love to give back.
Yeah.
You know? So that's going to be exciting. Obviously, we have... we're getting Romeo's first birthday ready as we are putting in a pool. And it wasn't easy to put in a pool right now with supply, you know, the supply line crisis.
Supply chain.
inflation and all that stuff. It's not easy. I think we were like one of the last people to like get on the list of like a current pool because everything was like running out. It's crazy.
Yep. A lot of things are delayed. Every business, every project. I had know some friends that are doing different kinds of projects on their home, mm-hmm. inside and outside.
Yeah, oh, it's so tough right
and
now.
And everything is a massive delay and everything's inflated and everything's like, oh, add another 20% to the cost of this and that. And you're like, well, wait, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's just shipping fees after like what happened during COVID. Like everything.
Yeah, there's a fee just in case something happens.
Yeah. Just to make sure your shipment container arrives.
Yeah.
In the port. It's you definitely gotta pay tough. Extra.
Yeah. We're definitely trying so to rush crazy. To get things done right now because it's definitely an uncertain time that we're going through. Although in the beginning of this podcast, I was like, oh my God, hooray. It seems like, you know, for a temporary moment, COVID has gone away. I haven't seen really anybody wearing masks lately and things seem to be cooling off on that.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I went to my nephew's school play.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
A few months ago, I went to his concert because mm-hmm. he sings. He's a really good singer. And everyone, including me, was wearing a mask at his concert. This is like 2 months ago. Fast forward to this past weekend when it was snowing. And there was one person in the audience of maybe like 65-ish.
That's kind
of
odd though. I mean,
I was like, wait, what happened? Because, you know, Romeo's too young to be in school.
So yeah.
I don't really know what's happening, but I did read when they lifted the ban. So I know kids started wearing no mask the last few weeks. So it seems like everyone in the school system is just back to normal.
All right. I guess they decided it's over.
Yeah. You know? So they decided it's over. But also, like, I know that where we live, a lot of people are good. There are not high numbers in the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of what happened last summer. Like when the weather started to warm up, the numbers really significantly went down. And we had like a good few months last summer. Remember?
Yeah.
Of like a no COVID issue.
Things like went away for a little bit.
Yeah. And then it came back with a vengeance over Christmas break.
Yeah. It seems like we have a seasonal situation on our hands. But anyway, we're going to keep thriving regardless. But is there anything on the horizon besides, obviously, we're filming the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation in the next couple of weeks? I know my wife is working on a special project, and it actually launches as we speak right now.
Yes. So today is a really, really big day. Today, Tuesday, March 15th, I am launching my skincare line. So if you're listening to this and it's after 10 a.m., the site is live. It's skincarebylaurens.com.
I love skincare.
We both love skincare.
I minimum twice a day. Minimum.
I know.
Minimum.
That's like goals though. If you can get to three times a day, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
that's what you're supposed to do. Morning and night is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. Self-care. If you're a listener on this podcast or subscriber, you know we're a big believer in self-care and self-love and exercise and taking care of yourself and such. But honey, what got you started? And tell us the name of your skincare brand.
So the name of it is Laurens.
Oh my God. How did you get to that name? Sounds like it's perfect branding to me.
How did I know you were going to ask that question? That's so funny. So when we were brainstorming different names for the skincare line.
We thought of it together, I think, right?
Well, we did, but it was really your idea because when you're doing it yourself, you need other perspectives and other points of view. So I was kind of torn, and my husband was like, no, Lawrence is perfect. That's your nickname. That's what people call you. Like when we're out in the street and like running errands, like
in the street too.
Like today, a few people stopped me and, you know, they'll be like, Lawrence.
It's so
like,
cute that's though. What they say. It's so cute. I love it.
So it's like a nickname. And then also I liked that it also, the S is the first letter of my last name.
Oh, I like it.
It's also like a play on that.
I'll take it.
It's like Lauren Lawrence.
Oh, I like it.
So I liked that. And Mike is a very creative person. So when he has an opinion on something and he feels strongly about it, I really go with his gut because he's the creative and he's so good at it.
I've been very creative since a baby.
Yeah. And you just have it in you. Some people have it, some people don't. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is the name. This is what it's got to be. And he was so right because everything kind of fell into place. I've been working on it for well over a year.
Oh, yeah.
COVID like super delayed it to come out. Everything is made in the United States. That was really important to me to make sure as a brand that everything was sourced and filled and all that kind of stuff here. Because then you can really be aware of the ingredients and how clean things are and what's going into them and how they're being made. So we are launching today. The website is skincarebylawrence.com. We are launching with three products, my Holy Grail product, and also my husband can speak to all these as well because he uses all of them.
I do.
But my number one Holy Grail product that I'm obsessed with is the Hydrating Moisturizer.
Yeah, I love it as well.
Moisturizer is so important as a key, like, you need, it's like the foundation of your skincare. You can't,
it is.
Of course, you can get a serum, an eye cream, a mask, all these kind of things, but you need to moisturize.
Minimum twice a day. Yes. Minimum.
Minimum.
I'm not being extra here, guys.
Yeah.
The guac is extra, but so am I.
Exactly.
But you need to do it twice a day at the minimum when you wake up, you know, whether after the shower and then at nighttime after your shower before you go to sleep, or maybe if you don't. I don't know if you. Some people don't shower more than once a day. I have to at least mention that, honey.
we did do a few episodes on showering.
Exactly. So in case you don't do that second shower at night, I would think you're going to brush your teeth before you go to bed.
and maybe wash your face.
And then I would put some moisturizer. But twice a day is minimum for some self-care, self-love. You want that that grow through with the glow through here?
Yes, exactly. All right, guys. So if you are a loyal listener of Here's the Sitch podcast, you know how much my husband and I love HelloFresh. And now we can add Romeo to the list too, because this little guy is eating all of the dinners with us and he is just loving every little meal. It is so stinking cute. And what I love most about HelloFresh is that they make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why they are America's number one meal kit. So HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. So you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store and save yourself the wait in long lines and ensuring you don't waste money on excess food. I love that so much because when I food shop, or even if I cook my own recipe on my own head, I end up making so many leftovers and having food for like a huge family when it's really just me, Mike, and little Romeo right now. So having these fit and wholesome HelloFresh meal deliveries has made my life so much easier in being able to plan what we're having for dinner and not having too much excess or any kind of waste. So the fit and wholesome recipes are satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about with 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low calorie and carb conscious options. So right now, if you guys have been listening to Here's the Sitch routinely, you know Mike and I are on a really big health kick as always. So fit and wholesome is the recipe plans that we've been using. And I'm telling you, I had a really amazing lemon chicken last week from them that you need to check out, and you are absolutely going to love it. So HelloFresh also offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order online or in the app. You can easily change your delivery day, food preferences, and plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. That is a lot of money right there. And you can save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's money right back in your pocket. So HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including veggie, fit and wholesome, which I am loving right now, family-friendly and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. So of course, we have a special code for you this week, HelloFresh.com/situation16, and use code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation16, code situation16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit and situation household approved. So like I said, the hydrating moisturizer is so key. It's so important to have. And ours has hyaluronic acid. It has squalene. Mm-hmm. If you're into skincare, these are like really, really well-known, legit ingredients. Squalene is like the thing.
Do we know what squalene is?
I know what squalene is. Do you want to know what squalene is?
It sounds weird, but I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of interested.
So squalene.
My interest has peaked.
Yeah. Squalene is a really, really,
Wait, before you go into it.
Yeah.
Give me multiple choice of squalene.
Oh.
This will be
that's
fun.
That's a good one.
Because if someone said to you, what is squalene? You know, I'll be honest with you. First thing that comes to mind is, maybe like a squirrel or a squid. You know what I'm saying? A squirrel or a squid.
So multiple choice. Squalene.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's make it clear before we get into it. The squalene that we use in Lauren's skincare is plant derived. So it is vegan. We don't test on animals and we are cruelty free.
Oh, nice.
So we don't take any products from any animals, mammals, good. Sea, anything, nice. Any of that kind of stuff.
We're doing
so
all,
ours
doing the most
is
here.
Vegan plant derived squalene, but squalene is super hydrating. So multiple choice. Squalene is the enzyme found in a squirrel's nodules.
Wait a second. Wait a second. I need you to define nodules real quick.
Nodules are like usually bad things, but like things in organs.
Nodules.
Yeah.
That's a word.
That's a word.
All right, because you're my wife, I'm going to give it to you. but I'm letting everybody on this podcast know
it's
that I have very little faith in nodules.
Because they're not good. So obviously okay. That should roll that one out.
Okay. So
B, an enzyme found in a shark's liver.
Oh, a shark's liver. Okay.
Or C, an enzyme found in a chicken.
And a chicken. Yeah. All right, guys. She didn't display the multiple choice very strategically. So I'm going to go with the shark's liver.
Yes. Yep. So squalene is an enzyme found in shark's liver. It is so, so effective at hydration and glowing skin from within.
I want to know what guy found out this.
I know, right?
What guy was looking for sharks one day and he said, all right, I got me a shark and I'm going to go after the liver and then I'm going to put it on my face.
Listen, someone in the lab, okay, of the great whites, someone in the lab with a great white
It's a great white?
No, I think it's any shark.
I was really going to say.
It's not good to find. I think it's shark and dolphin, particularly shark though, yes.
Okay.
So someone in the lab decided to, you know, squeeze out some enzymes from the liver and said, look at this. Look what it did to my skin.
Yeah, wow. I guess that's how most.
It's like a compound or like an ingredient or something on the periodic table. You know what I mean? Like they're measurements of things in labs. So that's how it kind of comes to be.
Probably most things in life are done on trial and error and curiosity, I would think.
And experimental. Yeah, for sure. That's what labs are for. So yeah, we have plant derived vegan squalene. We are a fully cruelty free brand. We are phthalate free, paraben free, all the frees, all the good stuff. And so we have the hydrating moisturizer, the cleansing scrub, which is amazing and glorious.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the overnight face and eye mask. And those are the three products that are available today on skincarebylaurens.com. So check them out.
Yes.
Follow us on IG at skincarebylaurens for special promo codes and all different sorts of updates and announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the skincare Mike and I have been using for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. So
yeah,
I'm excited to share it with you guys. I put so much of my love into it.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like my passion project. It's what I love so much. I know way too much about skincare. I've been into skincare forever, and we've both used everything under the sun, like trial and error. So I really was on top of the formulations. Mm-hmm. And when I picked all the formulas for this brand, I was pregnant. So not only did I have extremely sensitive skin normally, but when I was pregnant, like, I was next level sensitive.
Super extra. So you know this product is, the finest ingredients.
Yes.
And the most love that can possibly put into a product named Lawrence.
Yes, of course. If I'm putting my name on it, mm-hmm. like my name, my
nickname. I love the name Lawrence. I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, thank you so much for your support, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you for naming our little baby, our little skincare baby.
Yes, yes. You know what? I think that also has to do with our conversation today about self-love, but I think a lot of people have to ask themselves the question, do you love yourself? And the answer probably for most people are going to be no.
Well, that's sad though, because if you don't love yourself, then no one else can love you the way you want to be loved.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you, do you love yourself?
I do love myself.
Nice. Okay, good. I definitely love myself.
That took me
a lot of hard work. A lot of years of work.
Yeah. Took me a lot of work as an adult to get there, to say that.
A lot of reflection. Yeah.
And truthfully. And treat myself the way that I wanted to. Treat myself the way I wanted
other people. It's a lot of honesty, I believe. Yeah. Of looking inside yourself and maybe seeing some things that you don't like. And making those changes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it just doesn't happen overnight. It's just, I think it's years of one day at a time.
How did you learn how to love yourself when you came from a transformative period in your life? You went from a period where you know probably what? Weren't you thrilled with yourself.
There was a period where I wasn't thrilled with myself, but I realized that if I put the work in, you know, one day at a time at little things that I wasn't happy in, that eventually I would be able to look in the mirror and smile, you know? And I do look in the mirror and smile today. I mean, I still work towards, my goals and my dreams and to make my family, you know, happy. But I'm very happy with my progress over, almost I would have to say 7 years time for sure. Because I'm about to be 7 years sober in a couple months. So that right there, I've been putting in hard work since then, but I think there were times where I would look in the mirror, or actually I would not look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, some of the listeners and subscribers be like, yo, I do that too. Mm-hmm. There's times where there's a mirror and I'll walk right by it and not, look at it.
Yeah.
And I purposely don't look at it because I'm like, oh my God, I've been living my best life for too long, Well, not now. I do work on my fitness and it's a priority, but I'm saying many, many years ago when, maybe I fell off, but we're human. It's a marathon, not a sprint, there were times where, the situation walked by a mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to look in it. But I knew to put the work in one day at a time. I knew to maybe go to the gym an hour, or if I can go an hour and a half, or maybe change my diet and change my hydration and add a vitamin regimen. And maybe if I have to implement two-a-days or different types of cardio or boxing training, I knew that nothing changes. Nothing changes. So mm-hmm. I put that work in. And I mean, you also adapted that particular motto of making those little changes over time.
It's hard to change your lifestyle to make you, if you're not happy with certain decisions you're making or have made, I should say, like past tense.
Yeah.
And you want to make a big change where you're going to see, significant results in your life.
How
you feel.
I would take the easy ones first.
Well, that's what you have to do.
I'd take the easy ones first.
Because you're going to fail if you put too much on your plate.
Yeah.
So I notoriously can mm-hmm. speak from experience, put way too much on my plate. I will try to run the marathon on it one day instead of do all of the training for it and then run it in a year from now.
Yeah.
So my eyes are like bigger than my stomach of thing, but not about food, more about like what I want to get done.
Yeah.
And I really had to teach myself through my husband, because that's what, this is the way he does it, is doing like small decisions and small steps.
Small steps, yep.
And small victories. And we've talked about this like over and over on this podcast so many different ways.
Yeah.
But it really is the truth of how you get a change in your life. And if you can't look in the mirror and say that you love who you are.
Oh, yeah.
And you love yourself, then these are the things that you need to do to get yourself there.
Those small changes.
Yes. You need to find one thing a day that you can change. So maybe you don't love yourself because you're not making time. Like how simple it was for you to say that I do a skincare routine twice a day minimum, sometimes three.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're not doing that twice a day, it might sound like, I don't know, maybe you think it's not important, but you're doing that for you. That's for nobody else.
I'm going to bring it down a level. Do you brush your teeth twice a day?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it down a level. That's self-care as well.
Yeah. So in your nightly routine of brushing your teeth, the extra step of putting on a moisturizer, putting on a face mask, going to bed, that's for you. That's not for anyone else. But guess what? By taking care of yourself that little extra bit,
I agree,
you will excel at everything else you do.
Yeah.
The whole – and things compound. Think of it like compound in interest. That's all that matters in like savings and growing is compounded interest.
Success is in the details.
And that's what these little changes are, adding to your regimens to do more and more little things for yourself.
You want to know what goes on through my brain throughout the day? Grabbing an extra bottle of water.
I was just going to say that. Like,
isn't that
a big thing.
That's a big thing.
That's a big thing because like, I'm not even drinking the amount of water I should be having because I'm making the excuse.
Most people don't.
I used to be really good at it. I have to get a new water bottle. Our kitchen is under construction. This is a whole different tangent. So all of our stuff got packed and I'm not a big like plastic water bottle holder. So I need to just get a new bought like container and carry it around because I like to refill it. I like the cold Poland Spring from the tap and like our water jug machine.
Yeah.
That's what I like to drink. So I like to like refill my container all day and do that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I know in my brain I'm doing so much every day that I'm like, I don't have time to go walk over there and get that. And then I just keep going through the day and I'm dehydrated.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But I know that I'm doing that wrong.
You played yourself.
Exactly. And I'm only hurting myself. But then I'm hurting everyone else I care for and take care of because I'm not taking care of myself first. Because
you're miserable. I'm not saying that my wife is miserable, but I'm just saying in general, if you're not hydrated.
Yeah, because if you're dehydrated, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I have a headache. Oh, I feel thirsty.
That's why
I'm
mentioned it.
Lethargic. What's happening? And it's like, did you have a drink of water?
But most people will be like, so what? He's got a drink of water in his hand. No, it's just where my brain is, where I'm at in life.
You're ahead of that.
I'm like, you know what? I need to drink more water. You know what I mean? Like if that's on my priority list, that's a really good thing.
It's a great thing.
Because
You're aware of it.
You're like, let me, you know, if the more water that you drink, the more, you know, energy you'll have. Obviously, your body is made up of a high percentage of water. I'm not going to give the percentage.
Yeah, but I
know it's high. And you just feel better, you know, on that water. But that's what I'm saying. Like, do I love myself now? Yes. Do you love yourself? Yeah, exactly. But I'm telling you. You see all the hate you see on social medias?
Yeah.
Those people don't.
I know.
You know, they don't love themselves.
It's very, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it is, you know?
Yep.
And they don't look inside themselves. And then they just direct negativity all day long. Hurt people. You see that all the time.
And I think the saddest part.
I feel like it's getting worse out there in the streets.
I think the saddest part about that for those people is that they haven't learned yet that what they put into the universe is a boomerang.
It's so crazy.
So it is. If you are hating on somebody, whatever your reasonings may be, maybe that person made a mistake, maybe that person whatever you decided to be, the fact that you took that venomous thought and put it into words and hit send,
boomerang,
post, you literally perpetuated those negative
vibes,
evil,
those vibes,
vile vibes into the universe, and they all come back.
I think they
to
say
you.
Gossip is a sin. I swear,
it is.
It is, right.
Yeah. And the second that you
it happens,
recognize
it happens.
That,
but yeah.
But listen, everyone's human, and if you might be sitting there
exactly,
being like, "Yeah, I don't believe
happens.
That you don't talk shit or be negative," but I'll be honest with you. I stopped doing that many, many years ago.
You have.
And let me tell you, it changes your life.
Yeah.
When you don't entertain negative words out of your mouth. Helix mattress is what Mike and I have been using to sleep on in the past year and a half, I want to say, ever since right before COVID happened. We outfitted our home with all Helix sleep mattresses, and we have been living and loving life in them. You spend a third of your life in your bed, so you want to make sure you're comfy and cozy and getting the most well-rested sleep that you could possibly have. So I literally love our Helix sleep mattress. And what's the coolest thing about it is that you can easily online shop for it. So Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preference with the perfect mattress for you. Why buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. All you have to do is take the quick quiz. And whether you're a side, back, stomach, or move around all night sleeper, and if you like soft, medium, or firm, and they will match you with the perfect mattress for you. So if you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and it comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to the mattress store again. Who doesn't love that? Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take just my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020. And by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. Head over to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute quiz, and they'll match you with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They also have a 10-year warranty, so you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I promise you, you will. Helix also has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never too far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. Head over to helixsleep.com/situation to take up Helix on their offer of $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. Helix Sleep has over 12,000 five-star reviews, over 1 billion hours slept on Helix mattresses. Get a good night's sleep.
I'll be honest with you. Do I do any of the gossip? Here and there I do. You know what I mean? But I do catch myself. I do understand and I understand.
I think you do it in a playful way. You never do it in a negative, toxic way. I think you also do it in the ways that you do it. I think that it's part of your job.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, yeah, I agree. Where people might not understand that.
Yeah.
Unless they're in that position.
That's true. I like that you pointed it out.
Because a lot of times people are like, well, why are you inserting that thought there? You know, you're telling me this way on a podcast, but then you're on a show doing this. And it's like, well, that's our job. And it's our job to have certain uncomfortable conversations.
That's very true.
With people. Yeah. About what is out there. And that's literally what one of the biggest parts of our job is.
I do. I agree. I think that if you watch Housewives and then you watch our show, you'll see a fucking monster difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
for sure.
Kombuchas? Is that kombuchas?
It's my kombuchas.
What does kombucha
do? This is my favorite kombucha health aid.
Paulie drinks kombuchas.
I think he likes this one too. It's a bubbly probiotic tea for a happy gut. So your health internally literally all stems from your gut health.
I take a probiotic, guys.
Probiotic is so important. I think a probiotic is more important than a multivitamin
because everything stems
from it. All your hormone like levels, everything comes from
your gut. I actually get hyped in the morning before my first meal when I take my probiotic. I'm like, dude, I'm really on point if I'm remembering to take this probiotic right now. And that's my whole point about the water.
Yeah.
And now also it goes into my point about your kombuchas. If you have these healthy practices, it starts to snowball into other things as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why early in the podcast, I'm like, guys, my wife is walking around in these sexy little tube tops now as spring has sprung. And I would contribute that to exercise More self-care, more self-love. And now guess what, guys? Baby number two is going to be popping. So.
Listen, I think going back to the probiotic, because like when me saying probiotic is more important than a multivitamin, they're all important. But what I want to say about your gut health is if you think about what a probiotic does, you're taking a vitamin to have healthy like cultures and all that kind of stuff in your gut, right? So if that's where all of your health is coming from, benefit-wise and deterioration-wise, think of everything you eat, because everything you eat is going through your gut. So if you eat fast food regularly, if you have a lot of sugar or
fast food. I'll be honest with you guys. You guys know I'm a big fan of fast food, and I've been guilty maybe like 2 weeks ago. McDonald's got a hold of me.
I was sleeping. It did. Right?
It got a hold of me to the point where I might have had it 3 weekends in a row.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. Well, I've been really good the last 2 weeks, and I've been exercising like 6 days a week. But I got to, you know, put forth my sins here that McDonald's, I felt like there's something in the McDonald's food brings me back for more. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
I think that they have certain chemicals in their food that makes you kind of want it more. Did I feel good the next day? No, I felt horrible.
But you craved it.
But I did feel good when I was eating it. I was like, oh my God, this is so nostalgic. But the next day, I was like, oh my God, never again. Yeah. But I was able to break the chains of McDonald's after 3 weekends of a row. And I was like, oh my God, it's getting warmer out. Summer bodies are made in winter. I can't be doing this no more. So I broke the chains of fast food. My wife asked me this weekend, do you want Chick-fil-A? Did I say yes?
You said yes, but then I said no. And then we decided against it.
I almost fell into the grips of Chick-fil-A.
I was considering it, and then I said, no, I'd be too unhappy with myself if I didn't.
I know I'm going off on a tangent, but I was in Texas recently, and I tried Whataburger.
Yeah, how was that? Because so many people have told us we have to try it, and I've never had one.
I'm going to be honest. I enjoyed it. It was very similar to In-N-Out Burger, and it was the first time I tried it.
Wow.
I had the onion rings. I had the fries. In-N-Out was a little better, but I would get it again. Yeah.
In-N-Out's good. That's
I think Whataburger is a Texas staple, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Down there, it's like a big thing.
All right.
Well, listen, if you're taking a probiotic and then having Mickey D's, I don't think
it's going to cancel it out.
I think Mickey D's is going to override that
The force is very strong with McDonald's.
Listen, it sure is. They are a $1 billion company, and they got all the resources to keep you coming back for more.
No, it's good, and I can't help myself but Shake Shack.
I love Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is fire.
I am not a fast foodie. Is that a thing, fast foodie?
I guess it is now.
I'm not a fast foodie.
But I am a fast foodie.
You are a fast foodie. We are so opposites. It's so funny. But I love Shake Shack, and I do enjoy In-N-Out, but I wouldn't have In-N-Out often, but I do enjoy it. I love Shake Shack. I could have that a lot. And I do like Chick-fil-A, but guess what happens?
Shake Shack is top tier, guys.
Shake Shack is top tier. They used to have concretes there, which were like their versions of like a shake. They still have their shake menu, but no. They used to have a dessert called the concrete, and it was so good.
What was it? The one with the toffee in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was so good.
Oh, God.
I almost went to Shake Shack just to get this concrete, and I don't think it's on the menu anymore.
I'm going to have to hit them up on the gram, tell them to bring it back.
Yeah, the toffee concrete.
I'll be honest, I'm a fast foodie. Taco Bell, I'm telling you guys, low tier. Very low tier.
Never in my life.
Don't at me, because Taco Bell is just not good. Maybe.
You couldn't pay me to eat that.
I think White Castle is better than Taco Bell.
Same with that one too.
Yeah.
No thanks. I'll take a hard pass on that one.
Anyway, if anyone can talk about fast food and probiotic in the same podcast, it's The Situations. It's a fun, living your best, positive podcast you knew you never needed.
I love when you say it like that.
Did I mess up?
You just say it backwards, but it's cute.
Okay, I messed
up. But I think, going back to the probiotic for real though, like it makes you put into what's the word I'm looking for? It makes you put into perspective what you're eating, because if the probiotic is literally to boost the health in your gut, everything you're ingesting in your body is going through your gut. So if you're going out of your way to take a probiotic, a pill, to help you have healthy cultures in your gut, to make all your hormones and everything be perfect, then you should be eating more, you know, leafy greens, more whole grains, more fish, more chicken, less red meat. You know, it just brings you aware of like what you're taking for what reasons.
It's a one step at a time thing, though. You know what I mean? I think it goes along with schedule, though. You know what I mean? When you're going to have breakfast, your brain needs to light up and say, it's time to take my vitamin regimen, whatever that may be. And there are levels of quality vitamins to not so quality vitamins. So there's levels to this game as well.
Yeah. And read the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Don't just buy the vitamin or anything based on what it says on the front, because that is called marketing. You have to turn everything around and read ingredients.
Yeah, it's a very fair assessment, because I've been looking at the back of vitamins for years now, and you would think that something you buy from the store doesn't have certain harmful ingredients, when in fact you're wrong. You can go to a store and they have these dyes in them. If you look at the back of supplements, maybe in a GNC or a vitamin shop, or you know, your local vitamin store, you'll see that a lot of them have these
red number 40,
yeah,
yellow, blue,
and those things are not good for you. So if you can avoid them, please, you know, be like, oh, dude, like, you know, no, this has that's cancer.
Yeah, they're known carcinogens. Yeah. And they should not be ingested. They are in a lot of things for coloring, but if you're like actually ingesting it, like swallowing it, it's totally unnecessary. So yeah, we can get into we could do a whole separate podcast about chemicals, but
exactly, because a lot of the foods that we love have them in it as well. I'm not even going to get into that right now, but it is important to try to be educated and try to watch what you put in your body. It just, you know, it is what it is. You know, you only get one life. And I feel that if you do watch the things that you do put in your body, you will feel better. And if you feel better, you'll look better. And if you look better, you'll get better results.
100% agree. It's so important to take care of your insides and take care of yourself before you take care of anyone else or any other thing. Mm-hmm. You just can't put everything above you and excel at it and then have you dead last. Doesn't work that way.
All right, honey, listen, I think that it's time to get to the phoners. Please give the number to get featured.
Yes. So if you want to participate in our Here's the Sitch podcast, all you have to do is call our hotline. The phone number is 732-898-0414. And you can let us know questions, topics, comments, concerns, anything you guys want to hear more about or talk more about. Or even if you just have a question for us where you want to hear our perspective, let us know. Our phone number is 732-898-0414. And it's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, let's get to the phoners, honey.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. My name is Leanne from Colorado. I'm just calling to maybe get advice on this situation. So my mother has been an addict ever since I can remember. I've heard stories from my grandparents about how she was using whenever I was a baby. So anyways, now she's telling me that she's sober, but she doesn't look like she's sober. This has been like an on and off thing for me and my sisters throughout our entire childhood. So do you have, Mike, Lauren, do you guys have any advice on what to do? Because I love my mom and I want to be with her. And, you know, she's 42. I'm only 23. I know I'm still young and I should have a lot of time with her. But the route she's going, I'm afraid that, you know, something could happen. She's surrounding herself with bad people. She's using all these different types of drugs. And I'm just really worried about her. Do you guys have any advice?
Well, that's really good, and you're worried, and that is definitely warranted. You know, I would be worried too, because when you're dealing with someone that is in active addiction, you know, they're taking different substances and they're making bad choices and they're being around bad people, and the risks go up from just bad things and consequences happening. It's like you're rolling your dice, you're rolling the dice on your life all the time in various different situations. So, you know, if your mom is telling you that she's sober when it's obviously that she's not, I think, I mean, my wife will probably weigh in on this, but I would definitely think that you might have to take a little bit of a step back, just a little bit, and try to put up a tiny bit of a healthy boundary, which just means that, to try to not be around your mom when she's using, that would be number one. And also, I would definitely ask your mom, like, you know, if she wanted to go to, not for you, but if she still goes to any support meetings, I think that might help as well. You know, because you don't want her to continue, those negative habits. Maybe you can interject and be like, oh, why don't you go to a meeting today, mom? Or maybe I'll go with you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think, honey?
Yeah, I think it's really important to have the open lines of communication.
Yeah.
That you're there to support and, support them whenever they're ready to make a change and stick to it, whether it's assisting them with meetings or just being a layer of support there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people get stuck in their own ways and it's a very alone time when someone's trying to get clean or struggling.
Yeah, I know. The denial and stuff. I don't know. I do think a healthy boundary is important to put up, to let your mom know that you know and that you don't approve of her lifestyle and that you're worried for her well-being.
Yeah.
And that her actions are also affecting, you know, yourself, which a lot of the time addicts don't realize that their behavior affects every single person around them.
Yep.
So I think it's important to also communicate and step back a bit.
Yeah.
And then also when you have some time where you think you might be getting through to your mom, you'd be like, hey mom, like, you know, what about a meeting or
how are you doing? Is there a certain group you like to go to? Can I take you to one? Can you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. And reaching out, always trying to shed the light on the light and getting better.
Yeah. You know? I think the easiest thing and the proper thing is to step back and get the healthy boundary and let your mom know or that family member know that you don't approve of that lifestyle and you can't let their toxic behavior in life bleed into yours.
Yeah, boundaries are everything.
Yeah, that's very important.
This question is specifically for Mike. It was recently revealed that Ronnie is taking a step back from filming. And my question is that now that he's not currently filming, do you still talk to him? How's he doing? And just wondering what the status was on how he's doing.
Oh, damn. Good question. Yeah, Ron had stepped back due to his mental health, which was a good choice. And I believe he's been, doing what's best for him for quite some time. I mean, it's been months and months, maybe even a year. Every now and then I do check on him to make sure he's continuing to do the right thing. And only, like I said, only time will tell. You know what I mean? It's a one day at a time type of deal. He's going to have to put the work in and save himself from himself. And hopefully next time I see him, whenever that may be in the future, that he has been taking his mental health seriously.
Yep.
Yo, what up, Mike and Lauren? Yo, Mike, where'd you get the name for the situation?
That was when I was on the come up. I was in my 20s and I was shredded and I was trying to fitness model. And I was celebrating by going out at a Jersey club because I had just signed on to be a model. And I didn't really get any money, guys. They just pretty much, at the end of the day, in hindsight, they were pretty much telling me I was going to be a JCPenney's underwear, ad. And I was hyped as hell for that at that time period. So I went to the club to celebrate. And I think I was obviously walking around probably with no shirt on. And there was a couple that walked by me. And the female said, oh my God, honey, look at that. And she pointed at my abs. Like, oh my God, that's a situation. And I was like, oh my God, in my brain, I'm like, that sounded really cool. And then I was fooling around and I'm like, that's not the situation. You know, I'm the situation, meaning my abs and me as my persona. And then eventually I had the Jersey Shore casting a couple weeks later, and I remembered that story, and it just all fit in. So then, you know, they asked me what my nickname was, and I was like, The Situation. They're like, what? I was like, yeah, The Situation. They're like, wow, this is genius. And I kept it ever since, and I will keep it, you know, forever, because it's an amazing start to my career, and it's an amazing nickname.
One of a kind.
Yes.
Truly one of a kind.
Yes, thank you, honey.
Well, that is it for our callers today. If you guys want to be a part of Here's the Stitch podcast, you can call in any time of day or night. The hotline is 732-898-0414. Don't forget to check out Skincare by Lauren's. Today is its special day. And thank you for being our loyal, amazing listeners.